Namaste, Jai Hind. You're watching or listening to another edition of the ANI podcast with Smita Prakash. This special edition is being filmed in Bengaluru, Karnataka. Our guest today is the former Chief Minister of Karnataka, H.D. Kumaraswamy. HDK or Kumar Anna, as he is popularly known, is the son of a former Prime Minister of India, Deve Gowda. In the last count, there are almost a dozen members of the Gowda family in politics, state, national and district level. HDK, as he is also known as, is the most successful of them, having been Chief Minister of the state from 2006 to 2007 and 2018 to 2019. Mr. Kumaraswamy is contesting from the Mandya Lok Sabha seat. Kumaraswamy Aure, thank you so much. Welcome to the ANI podcast. I understand that it's a very busy period. You're campaigning. Yesterday, you were in Mysuru. The Prime Minister was there. You were there with your father. It's a very crucial election, and it's a very strange election after the fact that you have joined now with the BJP in the NDA. And you're part of that. You haven't been campaigning as much as in the earlier election. Is there any specific reason that you have not done it? Is it because of health reason? Or is it that you're confident about your victory?
Previously, in all the elections, before this election, there is a strait between all the three parties. But this election, before election, we come to an understanding. We have aligned with BJP. This is the first time before the election two parties come together to fight against another party. This will going to be a very strong alliance for this election. We are expecting all the 28 seats BJP and JDS combination of NDA, we will going to win this comfortably.
Sir, in 2019, Sumalata had defeated your son from the Mandya Street seat. Interestingly, it's called Sakre Nadu, which is land of sugar. It is a sweet. But people are saying, and I'm noticing some articles also would say that it's a very bitter fight. Even though it is Sakre Nadu, it is a very bitter fight which is happening out there. Tell me about why it's become so bitter. How is your relationship with Sumalata ji? Because she was on the stage yesterday with the Prime Minister and you all. Have all the bitterness gone away? Are you on the same page now?
In politics, there is no permanent bitter enemies. Bitterness will not be there. That is all. See, every time actually, what are all the background, what are all the developments, it will change according to me. Not only last election, in Mandya particularly, when any elections declared, all parties will take it very seriously. Very seriously and with bitterness, all parties with using very strong words.
Words, okay.
We will actually fight the elections. That is common in Mandya. Last 2019 election, Sumalata ji, when she contested as independent candidate, at that time, outside everybody think that Congress and ourselves come together to face the election. But at that election, entire Congress, you already know that Siddaramaiah several times, he expressed in the public platforms, we are the main root cause to defeat the Nikhil Kumaraswamy. Even though we come to an understanding with alliance, with Congress, at that election, BJP, then Rait Sangha, then Congress, they all supported Sumalata ji. That's why actually she won the election at that time. Our candidate, even though he defeated, his total number of vote he got, 5,70,000 votes. Whenever previous elections, if we analyze, all the elections who got 5,20,000, 5,15,000, they won the election. Even though he got more than 5,76,000 votes, he lost the election. That is different issue, 2019 issue. Now, present situation is totally different. We are fighting against Congress. BJP, this time, they are supporting us. There is no problem. Locally, BJP friends, even workers and leaders, we came together. Unitedly, with mutual understanding, we are successfully campaigning in that area. This election, we are going to comfortably win this seat.
Sir, if I may ask you, what went wrong with your relationship with the Congress? At one point of time, you had said, you'd even called Rahul Gandhi Punyatma. You had gone and met with the Gandhi family. There were those very warm and friendly photographs that, you were standing next to Rahul Gandhi, Priyanka Gandhi, Sonia Gandhi, all of them. What went wrong with that relationship?
I had a good and bad experience aligning with BJP and Congress. Previous time, 2004 to 2006, we supported Congress. At that time also, people rejected Congress to get majority. They got 62 seats, our party, we got 58 seats. Even though people rejected them, because Congress, they are running the government in the center government, they pressured that they will not going to give chief minister post to the JDS. Ultimately, we come together to avoid BJP to come to power. After getting the power, Congress friends, how they treated us in 2004 also, that is bad experience. Ultimately, father wanted to go for fresh election by taking back the support from JDS to Congress. He already, at that time, he went to Sonia Gandhi, he expressed that it is better to go for election. At that time, what happened, BJP friends, they came to us and they requested, even our MLAs also pressurized me, because just we have finished 20 months, last election, we have not actually what loan we have raised for the election expenditure, all these things continuing, please try to get another government for a temporary period. At that time, ultimately, because of my political party MLAs, and BJP's request, I had an alliance with them and we formed the government, 2020 government. There, when we formed the government with BJP, we have given a good administration. Entire state, not only state, country, they are watching towards our developments here. They have mutually with understanding, we have run a good government. That is one good experience I had. But after the 20 months, what I have decided to hand over the power to Yediyurappaji, several friends from, I don't want to express now all those issues, but actually I wanted to hand over the charge for Yediyurappa. But in our parties only, some people they mischieved to destroy that coalition. That is one issue. In 2018, this Congress friends, in the public meeting, during the time of election, publicly they announced they are criticizing JDS stand. They told JDS is the B team of BJP.
Weren't you the B team of BJP?
No, at that time we are fighting against BJP and Congress.
But nobody really knows who's B team, because everybody keeps saying you are B team of Congress, you're B team of BJP. Somebody's B team.
These two friends, whenever they wanted, they utilized our party as B team.
But you don't have a problem being B team, no?
No, because unnecessarily they wanted to finish our party. They are frequently telling that JDS is B team of Congress, JDS is B team of BJP. This is going on. In 2018, after the election result, same our Karnataka citizens, they rejected Congress government. That time also fracture verdict. At that time, Congress friends from Delhi, that is Gulam Nabi Azad and Gelot, they approached Devegoudaji. They requested to form the government with them. Even though Devegouda not wanted to give direction to them to bring my name as a chief minister, he opposed Devegoudaji. Even Siddaramaiah is alive, Shivakumar is alive, Gulam Nabi Azad is alive. In front of them, he told Mallikarjun Kharge or somebody, you can select for the chief minister post. My son is not in a good health. This is the requested that time also from Devegowda ji. Then Delhi leaders, they pressurized that your party, we decided to hand over the chief minister post. After the taking oath from both the parties, then they started putting all conditions about portfolio, again number of cabinet ranks, they started. Not only that, they have not given any cooperation for me to do good works. They have several conditions they have put. Whatever programs they have announced previous the government, entire thing they wanted to continue it, even they doesn't want to cut short any even budgetary allocation also.
Was there corruption involved?
At that time, no corruption. I am actually, both the time when I took charge as chief minister, nobody questioned me.
Was that the reason why they pulled down your government, because you refused
to? No, not only that, Siddaramaiah from the day one, he was not happy. At that time, he expressed in Dharmasthala, that nature cure Siddhavana, to his followers, please be calm, within one year, after the parliament election, I will remove this government. 1 year you must simply, calmly actually work.
But you've also said that after 2024 election, within 1 year, this government will go off.
No, same thing will going to repeat now. Why I'm telling you, after the formation of Congress government here, several ministers in their cabinet, Siddaramaiah's cabinet, every day, they are independently expressing their decisions. They wanted deputy chief minister post. They are demanding.
So the chief minister is not in control of his cabinet?
There is no control in his cabinet.
Who's in control then? Priyanka Kharge?
There is no control by anybody. Even High Command also. But I think after this result of 2024, the Siddaramaiah himself, I think he will not going to give any respect to the High Command. Whatever decision he want to take, he will take to remove to continue as Chief Minister.
So, what you, if I may interpret, what you're trying to say is that even if the High Command wants to ask Siddaramaiah to step aside and ask D.K. Shivkumar to take over, Siddaramaiah is not going to listen, he's not going to give charge to D.K.?
We know his character. He's the product of Janata Dal. We know what is his internally, his brain will work out. We know that. He is not committed to any party. Only to chair, to get the chair, he is committed. That's all.
Devegowda ji had interviewed many years ago. He said the same thing to me, that the most untrustworthy person he finds in the Congress party is Siddaramaiah. So is it a very personal thing that your family has against Siddaramaiah, because he went from your party?
There is no personal opposition against Siddaramaiah. Only political opposition is there. Politically we criticize, because he developed his political strength by the honest work by our party workers. He has not given any respect to our party workers. Not only that, his intention, he always in the public, always announcing that I wanted to finish JDS. That is his agenda. That's why actually we are politically opposing him.
So, the many who are supporters of Siddaramaiah ji, they say that we don't even need to finish the JDS. Between Kumaraswamy ji and Devegowda ji, by aligning with the BJP, anyway, the main character of JDS has got diluted so much, it will merge with the BJP. Is that true?
There is no question of merging our party with any party. Categorically, I am telling, there is no question. We will strengthen our party on our own. Temporarily, yes. How BJP High Command will going to trust us? How they will going to treat us? That is important. If we go smoothly, there is no question of destroying JDS or coming out of BJP. We will work together. What these Congress friends are telling, Siddaramaiah and his company, I will tell them, even not only one Siddaramaiah, even 100 Siddaramaiah come against us, they can't do anything to our party. They can't damage.
So in 2006, you went against your father's wish and you forged an alliance with BJP. In 2018, you said that you will not hurt your father again, you will not go. How come he agreed now? And there are some people who say that there was the Modi factor which led to this, because despite the BJP itself saying that we shouldn't align with the JDS, despite JDS leaders saying we should not align, there was some personality synchronization that happened between Mr. Modi and Mr. Devegowda. Is that true, that invitation towards for the Ram Mandir Pran Pratishtha, was there the personal connect?
I wanted to remember several issues I want to express. Because when Narendra Modi ji entered national politics, at that time Devegowda is the main person criticized about Narendra Modi's national entry. At that time several issues he expressed, Devegowda ji. Then whatever he expressed at that time, after Modi ji became Prime Minister, he went to meet him. Devegowda ji wanted to retire from politics.
Yes.
He wanted to resign for MP constituency. But at that time, Narendra Modi ji advised Devegowda ji, no, your presence we required. Your advice is required. You must continue in parliament. This is the request by the Prime Minister for Devegowda ji. He always give respect to Devegowda ji. As an elder person, he treat him. After the assuming the charge of Prime Minister, several times Devegowda ji and Prime Minister, they met. Each time he has given respect to Devegowda ji, and he has taken several advice from Devegowda ji also. Even now he is treat him as an elder person in this country. 2018, Devegowda ji, why join hand with Congress? Throughout his career from last 62 years, he is aligning with secular force. That secular issue, everybody discussing, BJP, they are telling that they are communal force, this is secular force. Even 2006 itself, I criticized about the secularism issue. By telling regularly, these Congress friends, secular to safeguard the secular issues, they are telling. But what is the strength they have given to the regional parties? By using the regional parties, Congress, they have destroyed several regional parties. This is the one issue. Devegowda, he hurted because of Congress, several decisions taken by them. How they humiliated Devegowda ji. Ultimately,
what was the humiliation?
No, several way they humiliated.
How?
Several way. In 1995, when this United Front parties, they supported Devegowda ji as a Prime Minister candidate. At that time, they removed Devegowda ji.
Yes.
When they removed him, there is no reason at all. They have not told why they have removed Devegowda ji.
Yeah.
Even that time also, he supported
Gujral Saab.
Gujral, and he continued in the
correct
United Front with Congress only.
Yes.
In 2004, again they ditched Devegowda ji. Devegowda, that time also, he respected Congress. Even though at that time Arun Jaitley, now he is not more, he met me and he pressurized me to join hand with Congress, BJP. Devegowda ji rejected. At that time also he joined hand with Congress. After joining, how they treated that 20 months? Why I have taken first time against to my father's wishes, joining hand with BJP? Devegowda ji at time actually actually mentally, totally weakened, they admitted to the hospital at that time. All those things happened. Okay. Then 2009, he joined hand with third friend. That is a different issue. Then even after Devegowda ji handovering the power to BJP, at that time again, these Congress friends wanted to split our party. Continuously, they wanted to destroy our party. Even all those developments, Devegowda ji joined hand with Congress only. Always
why
in his
do you
life.
Do that? Why does your
That's
party
why
do
now
that?
He realized. Now he realized he has taken a
So that 19
bad decisions by believing this Congress friend.
So what about you? There are so many
Totally against to the Congress in my life. I know how they were going to treat us. As a chief minister, how they treated me, I know.
So you
even
have,
at that time
you spoke
even,
about even, secularism.
Even at what is the secular? What is the meaning by this? I wanted to question these Congress friends. Every day they are misusing the caste composition. They are using the caste composition and they wanted to get benefit
but
for their party.
You
what is the caste composition?
So your party is a Vokkaliga party.
Where
is
the secularism?
Your party is absolutely got the vote bank of
Vokkaligas. Yes.
You
yes.
are seen as a Vokkaliga leader.
Yes.
Isn't that caste politics?
No. Here I clarify you. Huh. Our party's strength is Vokkaligas.
Correct.
I will agree. By the blessing of Vokkaligas, Devegowdaji, how he helped several community small groups, how he helped them.
No, there's nothing, I'm not saying
he respected all caste, small caste also. He supported him in his life, Devegowdaji. He's not a Vokkaliga leader. These people, they wanted to, in the public, they wanted to feel like that Devegowdaji is the Vokkaliga leader. But he's not a Vokkaliga leader. He's a mass leader.
No, he's a former prime minister also. So let's not even get into whether it is restricted to one area. I'm just saying to you that, you know, the word secular is attached to your party
there
name.
There is no meaning at all, madam, according to my experience. After my decisions taken in 20 years, how I'm moving in the public life. This secularism issue or communalism issue, these are meaningless, according to me.
Okay. So you feel that if your party people come and say that, listen, we are secular party and you are now, we have to now align with a party which has got the tag of Hindu nationalist. How does that work with you?
No, that is going on actually. Hindu nationalism is different issue. Here, I wanted to put a question to several parties, how they have taken decision when they wanted. For example, you take DMK itself. DMK, they joined the cabinet of central government with Congress also, with BJP also. Then where is the communalism, where is the secularism? Whatever they wanted to get some benefit, at that time they have taken their decision for their own interest, not for secularism or not for communalism.
So did the India Alliance make an outreach towards you before you became part of this grouping with the NDA? Did they reach out to you and say you become part of India Alliance?
Nobody from INDIA, they approached Devegowdaji. They ill-treated him. Even our Karnataka Chief Minister, he opposed to take Devegowdaji in INDIA team. He opposed. He told the INDIA leaders, if you wanted to join with Devegowdaji, I will come out. This is the actually pressure by this present chief minister.
So you saying that the BJP or the NDA is giving a lot of respect to Devegowdaji and to you, asking you to be on the stage, be part of the election campaign, everything, but only 3 seats you are contesting from. Does that make you feel that your quota is too less?
After the delimitation constituted in our country, 2009, from at that time, we won the election once, 3 seats we won independently, 2 seats once, we won the elections. We requested for only 3 seats only. We are not demanded not more than 3 seats. There is no humiliation.
But
they have given total respect to us. Whatever demand we requested, for that actually, ultimately they agreed.
Your brother-in-law is fighting with the BJP ticket, so that becomes 3.5 or 3 to the plus one.
You can treat it as 4 also.
4.
No problem. Because we only suggested our brother-in-law to contest from BJP. Because this is election strategy.
Because he was introduced by your father.
Only to defeat this
DK Suresh.
DK Suresh. Not only DK Suresh. How they are conducting the election, we know. Here, in this Bangalore rural political analysis, 18 lakhs voters from 3 constituencies, that is inside the Bangalore city area, Rajarajeshwari Nagar, Bangalore South and Anekal. Other 5 taluks, which we are controlling, there we got only 11 lakhs votes. Here 19 lakhs is important. Here people are with BJP. There people are with JDS. By combining JDS-BJP, we wanted to actually remove this unnecessary bad elements who are running the representing that constituency. How they are treating the people, how they are looting the
power so important in Karnataka politics? So for our audiences who are living abroad, expat audiences, those who are not familiar with politics so much, explain to me, why is Tamil Nadu politics, Andhra politics and Karnataka politics, why is money power so important?
This is a very good question according to me. Southern part of India, on the money and caste, always it will play major role in southern part of India. Northern part of India, there is no money, will not going to work out. I know. Their situation is different. Here situation is different. Election to election, the election expenditure is going up, not going down. Everybody feels that we must change the election system, this expenditure issues. But telling the to reduce the, scuttle the expenditure, they are raising themselves.
Yeah.
Very difficult to conduct an election or to stand for the election. Common man, he can't contest for the election. Honest man, they can't contest in these areas, according to me.
Not just contest, this resort politics, Karnataka has got such bad reputation and set the bar. Anywhere else it happens, oh, Karnataka model, Karnataka model. That's what it's, as a Kannadiga, I feel embarrassed when my state is associated with this third-rate kind of politics.
Even this third-rate politics we are running here, Karnataka is a very strong state economically. Karnataka had a good resources. That's why everybody using the illegal money for the elections. Several kind of people are entering the politics now in Karnataka. One time, the excise lobby was there. Another time, this educationist lobby. Then now is builders. They are coming to politics. This is going on. Election to election.
Sir, I want to ask you one question, which for the Horanadu Kannadigas who are living, what would you encourage youngsters who have no family member in politics to get into Karnataka politics? Is there any scope, any hope for them to make a change? Could they do that?
At this juncture, it is very difficult. I think future days, youngsters, if they decide to bring good atmosphere in this state. For that, actually, one person can't do anything. People, they have to decide to clean this system, bad system, according to me. They have to take the decision. Because every day, we are seeing, during the time of election, or if election process started, circulating saris, cookers, all those things is going on. If we do good work, what is the necessary for us to distribute these kind of things?
Yeah.
This is going on.
But
not only this.
If you don't do it, you can't win. That's it.
Pardon? Yeah.
If you don't do it, you can't win.
No, we can't win. This is the issue. Even last election, these Congress friends, not only they have announced 5 guarantees. Several candidates from Congress, tomorrow we go for polling. At that time, before going for the election, they distributed the cards.
Yeah,
5,000 rupees. 5,000 rupees. That is guarantee issue is different.
Huh.
Before going to poll, 5,000 worth of material, if we shown to the some malls, they will you can go and
but there's purchase. No money for that.
No, for the guarantee.
Yeah.
Individually, they have given the guarantee card. For that also, several people misled. They voted Congress. This system is going on now.
Yeah. But tell me, I want to just come back to the question that I asked you. When you got into politics, was there an option for you that you don't need to do this? Why did you get into politics? Your father was in politics already. You were a filmmaker. did you get into politics because it was naturally thought that, okay, you have to do this? Or did you really want to make a change?
In 1996, I first entered for election by contesting Kanakpura parliamentary segment. At that time, situation was different. Even when father fought the election in 1985, money is not important at that time. People are voted, not only voted, even they donated the notes also by blessing. Now system is changed. But one thing I will tell you, when I became chief minister, then from 2008, four elections, I won the election. But I have not gone to the voters. I have traveling entire state to get the blessings of the people for other candidates. I
not your entire constituency.
Not constituency, only I went there to file the nomination papers, that's all. For election campaign, I have not entered to my constituency. People are voted me. Even now also, Mandya, only I went there to file the nominations. I am not actually entered Mandya for election campaign. I am traveling entire state now. 14 first phase elections, I am traveling to get the blessings of the people for those candidates.
Yeah.
This is my nature. I am not going to campaign personally. Our workers will... They will take care all the responsibility.
So every speech of Prime Minister for so many years now, it's been, he goes on saying that Parivarvad is like a cancer which has eaten up our politics. It should not be there. But when it comes to making allies, they are making allies with your party where clearly it is Parivarvad. You know, people, so many of from your family, I don't want to count, but almost a dozen from your family in some way or the
several,
other are there.
Several parties.
Are now, also there, correct.
Even national parties, yeah.
If I see Mulayam Singh Yadav,
no,
if I
not
see
only
Mulayam
Singh
Yadav,
in Karnataka, everybody. Karnataka election, in this election, 12 candidates who are selected by the Congress, they are from the ministers' family.
So they never
family.
Say that they are against Parivarvad. It's the BJP which says it's against Parivarvad. So
that
isn't
is,
that wrong?
Is not the, that is not the main issue, according to me. That is not the issue. Regional parties, on the support of the one family leadership only, they are surviving. For example, you can take Tamil Nadu. What is going on?
It's
only the particular family, they are controlling the parties.
But isn't that with your party also?
No, our party, yes, in Karnataka, our Janata Dal, secular, we are running. We are running, why? There is no alternate leaders, actually, we can't depend on them. Everybody tells us, you can only actually lead the political activities. It is very difficult other than your leadership. This is going on. This is actually several regional parties controlled by their families only.
Do you regret getting into politics? Do you feel that maybe it should have been...
Sometime actually regret. Sometime I happy when I helped several poor families. At that time I very happy. Sometime I regret for that entry for the politics.
Does it take too much energy? Does it... There's no time for family?
Yes,
does that
yes,
happen?
Yes, well, what will happen? Now I will tell you. Even though BJP is cadre-based party, they are very strong in the entire country. Entire burden was taken by Honorable Prime Minister only. He has to travel every day and he has to campaign for the candidates. Minimum 22 hours he wanted to, entire burden is actually depending on him only. No other leaders. Entire BJP party depending on Narendra Modi's campaign only.
So, what happens, there's usually one patriarch and one person takes over. When Mulayam Singh Ji passed away, there was a fight between the brothers, uncles, all that happened and it was Akhilesh who took over. Now, God give Devegowda Ji a long life, but he's still the patriarch of your party. Is there a line of succession clear in your party? Because it's not just a family. It's not your family property only that one is talking about. It's your party. And there are thousands of karyakartas on the ground. They also must be concerned. Is there a line of succession?
Unfortunately, in our party, where we are selecting to develop the leaders, they will develop in our party, then they will leave our party and join other parties. This is our problem. We wanted to hand over the entire political decisions and not only responsibilities to the several leaders, we wanted to develop them. But after developing, after getting some strength by the hardship of our party workers, after getting strong, they will leave our party. This is going on continuously from last 15-20 years. This is going on in our party. That's why actually the entire burden is on us only.
So there's one issue which has just come up, which I wanted a clarification from you. The entire Congress party is up in arms just because of one comment that you made about Avamana. Can you just clarify to our audiences that whether you meant anything negative about women's issues or was it being misconstrued? What is it that happened?
That is actually Congress people, they have no issues against me. Day before yesterday, what I told in the public meeting about the five guarantees, that issue they have misleading the people now. In our family, we are the most women-oriented family, respecting women. Even I was chief minister in 2006, in this state, when I went to villages, village women, they requested me to abolish our liquor issue, Sarai. Then I decided to abolish that liquor to distribute here in Karnataka, because we wanted to respect the women. Several issues we have taken for the development of women empowerment. That is our main, our party's strength. That's why they wanted to damage. They are misleading that statement.
So, what is the value addition that a Kumaraswamy, that a JDS brings to the NDA?
Definitely, it will going to help BJP also, according to me. After the 2023 election, Congress, they have formed the government on their own, 136 they got. After the election result, BJP workers also, they are not happy. After joining hand with BJP, our party, they are also coming out. It has given strength to BJP also. Our vote share is there. If we transfer only 3-4% to BJP candidate in 18 parliamentary segment, they will all going to elect in this election. This is the strength.
So last question, I have to ask you this. You're a very emotional person. When you were chief minister, one saw several times that when the pressure got to you, you start crying. Is that still a thing with you, that you still get very emotional?
Sometime when we see the difficulties of poor people, at that time, automatically, actually, we always cry. Because the problem what we seen, we can't control it.
Are you too trusting? That's why you get stabbed in the back so many times?
No, that is continuously going on. For that, actually, we are not repenting. We are going very strong by doing my work. Actually, we
thought. But you've got taken in by the BJP before, you got taken in by the Congress, you've been betrayed so many times, and every time is an emotional response from you.
That's right, actually, we can't do anything.
That's your
only
nature.
Only thing with affection, with believing those people, we have to continue in this politics. Not only politics, even life also, we depend on several friends actually, believing them. We travel. But ultimately, what are all the decision already given by the God? For that, we have to abide for that.
Thank you so much for speaking with us. Wishing you a good health and a successful campaign before the elections.
Thank you, Ma. Thank you.
Thank you for watching or listening to the podcast. Do subscribe and click on the subscribe button. Namaste. Jai Hind.